Eggspear.
Yes.
It's funny. We just, not by coincidence, have on the line via telephone the wonderful, wonderful Ellen Geer. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, how are you? Oh, look at us. We're alive and continuing.
Yes, here we are.
Hello,
Julio. Hi.
So tell us about life in Topanga under COVID, and also you just had a fire scare out there. I was so concerned, I immediately emailed the wonderful Lucy Pollack, who set all this up for us, and said, is Ellen okay? How's the theatricum?
Yes, Topanga is very, 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 very lucky. It was sort of created a border all along outside Topanga on the east side, a terrible fire by some silly person. Yeah, it's very sad. But we're going on, despite everything, besides plagues and fires, we continue on. You want to know what we're going to do?
I do.
Oh, sure.
I do. And we should first say, however, that all of this information will be available at your website, and that you start July 10th and go through November 7th in repertory, as you always do. So what can we look forward to this year?
Well, this year we're going to open with Julius Caesar, and the thing about our Shakespeare, due to everybody's little hesitancy and worry about the COVID, and we're going to take it down to what Shakespeare did after the plague, and we're going to put him down to 70 to 90 minutes.
Wow.
With no intermission. Yeah. Yeah, I think, and, you know, people can, of course, picnic prior if they so desire. And this has created, well, it's a lot of fun. What's happened is I suddenly found the soothsayer in Julius Caesar. You know, he's kind of a sociologist. Mm-hmm. And so he sees the future. He sees how people are, what they do. And so he's going to help guide us through this period of time that in the crash of Rome, which is very like so many other societies. I think it's a powerful play for now. And our company's very excited to do it. And then we're going to do our annual Midsummer Night's Dream, but it will be a shorter version. And we have new music to it, composed by Marshall McDaniel. And I've done some of the music also. So we're very excited about that, because I don't know what I find is when you're saying an emotion that starts to get to a high pitch in a Shakespearean speech, sometimes it needs music. You know, people just go off into song. So we tried that in Twelfth Night before the plague, and it worked very nicely, so we're doing it again.
Is Melora in Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, of course she is. Yeah.
I've watched that lady grow up in that play.
I know you did. She's doing Titania, and there's the most beautiful, beautiful song there, and we've hired the wonderful Lisa Volpe, who is quite an extraordinary Shakespearean actress, to do Oberon, so we're very, very excited about it. Then the last play, we don't usually do new work because of the size of our space. It's, you know, fitted better for classical, but we're doing Last Best Small Town.
This is a world premiere, isn't it?
It's a world premiere. I'm telling you, this young man has the depth of an ancient. His name is John Guerra, and it has the soul of our Thornton Wilder's Our Town, but it's placed in Fillmore, California, 2008, just right around the crack. And so you have a Latin family and a white family living next to each other. And of course, the white family feels they shouldn't be living there, but they have to do it because of the 2008. And you see the complexities of their different cultures and their different life and the different way they make choices. It's a beautiful, beautiful play, beautifully written. So I just don't usually get so excited about new plays, but we've read this one, and I couldn't believe its power. So that's the third play. And I have a wonderful new young assistant. She's a graduate out of CalArts to assist me with that one. Her name is Kayla Ibarra. So she will know the point of view of the Latin young people in it. So that's what's happening.
That's lovely. And on any given weekend, you can see your whole repertoire going Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll only do one performance a day because of, again, of COVID. It's just going to make everybody feel safer, and you know, no double shows until later on when things are more freed up. But we're also going to do our Under the Oaks. We have some lovely things planned there. You know, I think Emily and Bo Bridges are going to do their wonderful piece together for us. And I think we want to do a Beatles cabaret.
That's fun.
You've updated yourself. Is there not going to be a Woody Guthrie concert?
Well, I think we're going to let that one lie this year. And then we'll have this will be nice. I think we'll have a classical. One of our wonderful actors will collect about four or five and have a wonderful classical performance. So, yeah, it's good. Our camp is open, Julio. The young kids are coming. They're much smaller camps. And our classes are going on virtual. And, of course, this Sunday we have Anara George, who is such a wonderful performer, and she's bringing out some of her friends, and they're having a concert. We're going to sell just, something 100 tickets only, and the rest, we will also Zoom it, so it's good. It's all good.
So Anara George is performing Sunday, June 6th at 2 p.m., right?
Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Everything I could possibly tell you rattled like a little bee.
Well, you know, I was thinking a lot about Will Gear, and, you know, I don't know why, but he just really is in my mind and heart lately because of what he went through with the blacklist and all the artists. And for people who don't know about the roots of the Theatricum Botanicum, I'd love it if you'd talk a little bit about that, Ellen, and also the fact that it is in this beautiful setting right in the heart of Topanga. And when people go out there, it's not only a wonderful experience, but it's kind of, you know, in this remarkable setting where there is a lot of history around them, the Woody Shack and Will Gear's Shakespeare Garden. Talk a little bit about the setting and the origins of the Theatricum.
Well, if you want to go back that far, you can go back to goes back into the 50s, you know, when House of Un-American Activities slotted a lot of fine artists and called them communists, whether they were or not. It was when, you know, one side didn't like that side, and the fights start. It feels like now sometimes, because it isolates people. And that's what happened to our family, because Papa was called into court. And after having a wonderful, wonderful run in Hollywood, you know, they just took everything away from him and his work. And it was impossible to get work. And we know, some of us actors now going through this plague, that it ain't easy, you know. but they didn't have blacklisted actors weren't given PPP or kind of money to help support them, you know, and up the unemployment. That wasn't going on then. And my mother found the place out here and in Topanga and bought it. And she knew that Pop would need gardening and land. He was a horticulturist as well as an actor. And so he built a Gear Gardens and lots of Shakespeare plants. And that's how we made our living, you know. We'd just go out on the road and say, you know, plants for sale. And then, of course, all of his buddies, the many blacklisted actors that were hurt, he started a theater. Yeah. And they would come out, and it grew, and it grew. And then finally, 10, 15 years later, then Pop got into the Waltons, and suddenly it was cherry pie happiness time again. Completely turned around, you know.
Right.
And we started this theater, and the family who had been struggling all around the country doing, you know, things here and there, and we all gathered to help create the Wilgear Theatricum Botanicum, and well, it was a Theatricum Botanicum. We didn't call it the Wilgear Theatricum Botanicum until Papa died, and so then it just grew and grew, and now we have the most incredible people around us. We have incredible educational programs that we offer, and we have an intern program that's quite good now, and our apprentices, and the thing that I know Pop would really love is that one of our board members created a native garden right smack out in front. Now, I can't wait for you both to come see it, with a fountain. And we've revitalized the creek to one of our board members who worked diligently to have this happen, pulled out all the bad Arundo and planted in native plants. And the place is looking, I think, the most beautiful it's ever looked in a long time. And so I know people will love coming out, you know, and we just need to see each other again. We don't have to touch everybody, but we can see each other again.
I was going to say, just be in the room with people. In this case, the room is the sky, which is so wonderful, you know.
Yeah, the oak trees, the Santa Monica oak trees, it's beautiful, yeah. We're good. Come see us.
Well, and you quite often, you not only direct some of the plays, but of course you are an astoundingly wonderful actress. I love to see you when you're starring in these productions. Mm-hmm. Which ones are you acting
in?
I'm taking a break.
I'm just going to help put everything up. I think the theater needs such care.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
You need to be able to talk to people, see how they're doing. You know, I know when we did our first class, actor got on stage to do his monologue, and he said about three lines and just started to bawl.
Broke down, yeah, yeah.
You know, because it was so important after a year and a half of not being able to do their passion, which is acting. It was overwhelming. And I think people need that kind of speaking to each other now to get back on our feet. It's not that easy.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, it really addresses the fact that out there in Topanga and the Theatricum particularly, it is a community, and it's a real community. Gathering place for the community. So
yeah.
That's so wonderful. But for people who maybe don't know of your acting prowess, you're in one of the greatest films of all time.
The one I love,
Harold and Maude.
Yeah.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful role in that. I just want to urge people to revisit that remarkable film.
I want to tell Julio, who will be very, very happy because he knows Melora so well, is that she's been writing extraordinary songs, Julio.
Oh.
Really beautiful, and I put the music to them, and we sing together, so I think we might do it in Under the Oaks if we get our guts up.
It makes me harken back to 1975 when she used to come in and sit in with me at the Cafe
right.
Galleria in
That's
Laurel.
That's right. Well, it's beautiful what she's done. There's songs that hit you right in the center. It's very good.
Well, it's a wonderful place, and it looks to be a wonderful season. And
it's going to be a good season.
I just can't recommend it highly enough. And, you know, you may even get a chance to say hello to Ellen. And
yeah,
that's worth the price of admission right there, if you ask me.
Yeah, very sweet.
So again, I want to thank you so much, Ellen. I'm looking forward to coming out.
It'll be good to see
me
your
too.
Face. It'll be good to see you. You take care, both of you.
All
thank
right.
you for helping us.
Thank you so
thank you.
Much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And again, we're offering pairs of passes to the entire season. And it's going on all summer, so there's plenty of flexibility in the schedule. We'll send in your names to the box office, and you can set up directly when you want to go. It's a $75 pledge, which is, you know, the reason this could have been at a much higher level of premium, because it's a pair of passes for each of the three plays the whole season. But I really want people to get out there. And so we're asking a $75 pledge. The tickets are worth far more than that. And it is an experience. If you haven't been out to Topanga and to the Theatricum Botanicum, you really owe it to yourself. It'll be a beautiful summer day or
evening.
Sure. and, you know, take your pick. So we do need you to call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2.
Or go to kpfk.org.
So do pledge your support. We're going to be joined momentarily.